Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, hello, everybody. It is me, Rosie O'Donnell, your host of Onward with Rosie O'Donnell, and we have very big news. This is our last episode of the podcast. Don't cry. It's okay. We'll figure it out. We have been doing it for a year, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been really a wonderful kind of experience and experiment for me. You know, I took a year and lived in Malibu, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to do a podcast for a year and see where it goes, how it feels, and how we do. And you know what? We did really well, and we got so much feedback and so many great responses that, you know, I've been thrilled with the process of the whole thing. But here we are a year in, and I had a year contract, and then you know, we're done, and I think we're going to take some time to figure out maybe a different way to do a podcast. You know, what I really miss about this format is the live interaction of people calling in. You know, I just, I wish it felt more vibrant, you know, than a conversation. Now, I understand podcasts are different than radio shows, and we were at a kind of a loss at the beginning, Lori and I. And here's Lori Eastside. Say hello, Lori.
Hi, everybody.
Lori has produced this with me. And when we started, she and I were not really podcast listeners.
Never listened to one.
No, I think the only one I listened to on any kind of regular basis was during the Trump administration. I listened to Pod Save America,
yeah.
And I really am grateful for that podcast because they kept me sane during a difficult time in the country and a difficult time personally. I think a lot of people wanted to know what was going on and what was happening, and they filled me in a manner that kept me kind of sane and stable, so I'm grateful to them. But as far as doing my own, you know, we were a little bit at a loss behind the eight ball. We were like, let's just try to do an interview and see what happens. And that's what we did. But the conversation, the connection, the thoughts of other people in the midst of talking is something that I want to explore. And so we're talking to some people who are interested in doing that. And before you know it, we will be back with something new and something different and still in the podcast genre, I believe, but more of something live, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be something that I would invest in a different way. It's almost like boxing, which I've never done, by the way. But when I watch, you know, when I think about the live feeling of a live show, whether it's, you know, the UFC, boxing, whatever you, a sport, there's interactions. There's the audience, there's the interviewer, there's the crowd, there's the you know, and that is something that I miss as a live performer. And I love the voice memos, right? The voice memos were great, but sometimes, and I would say 100% of the time, I want to talk to that person. You know, I want to go, hey, where are you from? What's your story? How's your life? What's happening? What do you want to talk about? And so we're going to figure that out as we go along. And there's lots of places you can still find me. You can find me on TikTok, at Rosie, YouTube Live. We're putting some of the shows up there from way back 30 years ago. Is it 30 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. I believe it is.
So we'll keep you in the loop. We'll figure out exactly what it's going to be and how we're going to do it. And we'll let you know. And it's going to be sooner than later because we want to stay involved as this country goes through the most important election of its time. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I definitely want to be involved in the conversation. And I hope that you will want to be too. And that's it. It's been a great year and I've had a great time. And, you know, I will keep you up to date on what's going on in my life. And as for now, what's going on is my dog, which is Clay's dog, really, Kuma, who, you know, I got to say, Lori, how excited are you about my love of dogs? You are the ultimate dog person.
And can I just tell the people how not a dog person you were?
I know.
The millionth degree. That was our joke. I would see a dog and be like, oh, a dog. And you'd see a baby and be like, a baby. And we'd run in two different directions.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but now Kuma has changed you.
Well, I have to say that being at Guide Dogs of America for those 10 days and getting trained as the handler of this autism service dog for my child, Clay, I was so moved by the whole experience of what these people have dedicated their life to. Mm-hmm. You know, there were 6 visually impaired people. And there were 6 women who happened to be in our pod, and 2 were veterans from the war and had mobility issues as a result, and 2 worked in social work hospital situations, and 2, myself and Laura, were autism moms, parents of autistic girls. And so we had a wonderful experience learning what we had to do and getting our butts up at 6-something every morning and working until 7 at night and really learning everything we had to learn in order to take care of this dog. And one of the things that I noticed, Lori, from your love of dogs is how you would say goodnight to your dogs every night. And I remember, like, you would stay over sometimes and I remember thinking, where's she going? Like, as we were, like, heading up to the rooms, right? You go upstairs. I'm upstairs. I'm halfway up the stairs. I'm like, where are you going? And you're like, I'm just going to say goodnight to the dogs. You know? And I was like, you're going to what? And now the dog, Kuma, sleeps in a crate right next to the bed so I can see her all night so that if she moves around or she needs anything. Now, she never does. She goes in there happily into her kennel, trained, gets down there and waits until the morning when you are ready to get her out of the crate. So I get up a little before 7. I do my morning ritual stuff. I go in the bathroom. I do what I have to do. I brush my teeth. It takes some time, you know, and then I wake up my kid and then I open the crate and happily the dog is wagging their tail and go downstairs, goes outside, does her business, and we're off to start the day. So it's been an amazing experience, and I didn't know if I'd be able to do it.
Yeah.
Did you think I'd be able to do it?
The second you told me that it was 10 days in a dorm-like situation, I was like, really? Like, even there, I was so proud of you to take that on. You were so focused. You were so, I'm going to do this. And you made the joke about, what are the sheets like? You know, we've done tours and we've done on set.
Yeah, we've been on the road before.
And it'd be like, we'd walk in a hotel and we'd both be like, This isn't going to work.
This isn't going to work.
Yeah. So just there. And then you texted me and you were like, I picked up the poop. It's okay. And I was just like, you're turning into
there were things about a dog, sensory things, that I was like, the slobber. I was like, ew. Now I get it all over me. It's all over all my pants. Yeah. It's I got a little towel. I clip on my jeans so that I can use the towel to wipe my hands. I have the Purell all the time like you do, Laura.
Yeah. Well, you used to tell me what babies would do and what didn't bother you. And I'd be like, vomiting in the back of my throat.
Yeah, like cleaning a diaper or a throw up. It never bothered me one bit, you know. I never thought about it with a baby, but somehow with a dog, it just felt like it was overwhelming. And I didn't realize what you get back. But this dog has trained their entire life in order to be of service to someone else. And who they are in service of is Clay.
Yes.
And Blakey is here with his fiance, Teresa, and they took her for a long walk, and they walked past a dog park because you're not supposed to take the dog, guide dog, or to the dog park because of either fights that the dog would get hurt or just bad habits they would pick up.
And germs.
So they tell you not to take the dog to a dog park. But they were walking through a dog park, you know, near a dog park, and Kuma did not respond, didn't like pull to go there, didn't do anything. And they heard a kid having a little bit of a tantrum or a meltdown. And then Kuma looked up.
Oh.
She looked and she looked to the kid that was in the middle of a crisis. And then she wanted to go. Like she has been trained to understand that a child in crisis, that kind of a cry is her indication to soothe the child, you know? So I just found it so fascinating and the dedication that people have given. Like, since the baby puppy is born, from 8 weeks on, they're trained. They're trained by 16 months in the house of someone who loves the dog. Then they go to get trained at two different prisons here in California. And those inmates have the dog for a year or a year and a half sometimes. And then the dog, should they graduate and successfully be placed with a family, that's the successful run from the puppy's birth until now. And I have to say, I would love to do everything that I can to let people know about this service. More after this. Don't go away.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you get a diagnosis of autism for your kid, nobody gives you a book, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody hands you a roadmap. Nobody says, this is what it's going to be like, because no one knows.
Right.
Because every diagnosis of autism comes with different flavors and different accents and different things that need attention.
Yes. And sometimes it hides itself.
There's
moments, because of you and because of Clay, I know a little bit more about autism. But until then, you get this picture in your head what autism means. Mm-hmm. And I have learned that we have no picture in our head. Each person is different. And you have to just figure out what, I don't know if this is a bad word, quirks. I don't know.
Quirks, exactly.
Have
They're
their own,
quirky.
Yeah.
Yes. And they have their own perspective. And so we've been working with a speech pathologist, a very learned woman, about pragmatic conversation.
Wow.
Because when Clay meets someone or is in a new situation, they don't always know what to say.
Right.
And sometimes what they say is not traditional neurotypical chit-chat.
Right.
So the woman's here teaching us and says, you know, hello, Clay, how are you? And Clay responds, fine.
Right.
Okay. Well, what is the, you know, the neurotypical response to, hi, how are you? I'm fine. How are you?
Right.
Right? So the next day, we do it every Monday. The next Monday, the woman comes and says, first they do it with me, right? So she'll say, hi, Ro, how are you? And I'm like, I'm great. How are you, Lois? And she'll say, well, I had a really great day. I had a very interesting lunch. And then she looked over at Clay, and Clay goes, you think I care about your lunch? Right? You know. Now, listen, Clay is not trying to be mean.
I know.
She's trying to say that in her brain,
I know.
It makes zero sense why she would do that, you know?
Right.
So finally, the woman says, how was your day? How are you today? And she said, I'm not good. I don't like being here. This is a very boring part of my day. I know how to have a conversation, and this is just dumb, you know? And that the conversation ends right there.
Right.
It's not like,
yeah.
And then you go on. So Clay came down and said to me before we started this week, you know, I really feel as though you're trying to mold me into someone different than who I am.
Oh, wow.
Right?
How do you respond to that?
Yes. I said, you know, I'm really not doing that, honey. I'm trying to arm you with basic conversational maps so that you can follow them the way other people who are not autistic do.
Right.
And their response was, why would I want to do that if I'm autistic? Why would I want to try to change who I am and become just a normal person that's not like me at all? And I didn't have an answer.
There is no answer, because it's a great thing that they said.
Yes.
And it's deep. And it's
deep.
It's very deep. And we felt, or I will speak for myself, was the same about being queer.
Mm.
I didn't, you know, it's not comparing, it's apples to oranges, but the same where, you know, trim your eyebrows, wear this, well, not that.
Wear
make
a dress,
get a better
put
haircut,
on makeup.
Bah,
right.
Bah, 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 bah. And I was like, why are you trying to do that? I look stupid like that. I look like a very ugly drag queen. So I had to fight my life to be who I am. Now, add that to someone who is already a little different, but in the head, they're different. They think differently. They hear differently. They see differently. And that's a beautiful thing that Clay said. I don't know how you would answer it.
Yeah, and I'm very conscious of of not trying to take away the parts of them that make them unique and make them who they are. I am just trying to provide enough resources that getting through a normal conversation doesn't cause panic, you know?
Right.
Doesn't cause anxiety. And it's funny, for a while, Clay had a puppet named Jeremiah. And when new people would come in, they would put on the puppet.
Wow.
And go talk to the people through the puppet.
Wow.
Right?
That's amazing.
It's kind of amazing, right? And so I'm in an interesting place trying to figure out how to best prepare them for their adult life.
Yeah.
Right? With a neurotypical society.
Yes. I knew you'd have your hands full because they are so smart.
Yes. Very, very smart and very, you know, very deep thinker.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't always have the answer when the question is, why should I have to learn to be something that I'm not?
Right. Now, Clay has friends, and do they have conversations?
Well, I will tell you this. We had a little friend come over to meet Kuma. And the whole time where the young girl was very into the dog, Clay was very into discussing BFDI, Battle for Dream Island, her very favorite video show. And so while young Harper was playing with the dog and getting the dog to do things and trying to, it was almost as though they were parallel playing with different, like, you know, one was in the room with the dog and present with the dog, and the other was in their video game.
Yes.
And wanting to talk about and discuss their video game.
Yes. I've seen Clay do that. Mm. And it's like a master class where they had two friends over and they were watching some video, and Clay just knew so much about it, had to pause and make sure that they were getting it, like explaining that character. And this voice is wrong because they are this. And it was amazing.
Right. And the person who voices this character
is incorrect.
Also voices another character. And they're too similar for me.
Right.
I wish there was a differentiation between the two voices that, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa.
I know.
You know, it's like when they do a deep dive, it's a deep dive. Like, I always think when I had my TV talk show, we had amazing producers who would find out facts about celebrities that people didn't know because, you know, celebrity culture is so overwhelmingly everywhere, you know? And we know so many things about celebrities that are redundant. And so when you have an interview with someone that you've seen interviewed 20 times, you have to come up with something new.
Right.
And I always think, like, what will they be like as an adult? And I could totally see them either writing the material for these kinds of shows and or just being a researcher.
Right.
Because if they love the topic, there is no stopping their interest. So in terms of Clay, I'm trying to figure out where the best school for them now that they're going to be entering middle school, where the best school would be. And although we haven't really discussed it yet, you know, New York and going back to New York is definitely a possibility that is on the table. And I also feel like they might do better being around their siblings.
Oh, right.
You know, because this world of just mommy and me gets small pretty quick. You know,
how's it going with Blake and Teresa there?
Well, great. They're here and, you know, they're wonderful. Teresa, of course, is a special ed teacher. Mm. So she understands it in ways that some people never can. And, you know, there were times where Blake would get hurt feelings when Clay would say, I don't like this present.
Oh, yeah.
At Christmas, right? So the truth factor, or what is true for Clay, is of prominent importance in her mind and her moral makeup.
Right.
So why would she lie is the question that she brings up to me they bring up to me all the time. Why would I lie?
Right.
And I don't like this present. Do you want me to lie and say I like this present?
Right.
Sometimes I think that they don't even know me if they want me this present. Like, the present has deeper meaning about who they are and whether they are seen and known. And so, you know, it's a very complicated parenting journey.
And
it's
I remember when Blake was young, because that was complicated too, and you got him through his things, where people would say hello to you and they would look at him and say, I know your mommy. And he was like, I don't know. You don't know my mommy. Like he would get very angry because he was very literal as well.
Yes. So you don't know my mommy. She just famous.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he would say. She just famous.
So it's interesting because it's so interlappable but different.
Right, because Blake had auditory processing disorder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's all overlaps with ASD, autism spectrum disorder, and there are overlaps. But when you have a diagnosis, first and foremost, of autism, you know, the behavior is different.
Yeah.
The outlook is different. The worldview is different. And I think that the more that they are around their siblings, the more they understand the family dynamic. You know, since they've been here, we've watched some movies. We watched The Flintstones with me in it.
Starring
Rosie O'Donnell. There you go.
Did Clay like it?
Yes. And they laughed and they got it. And, you know, it was just funny to sit and watch with my nearly married 24-year-old son and my 11-year-old kiddo their different responses
to me. Oh, that's amazing. You know? Yeah.
It really was amazing. And, you know, Blakey's wedding is coming up. So
exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It's hard for me to believe, you know.
My
first kiddo wedding to do, you know, Chelsea was married when she was very young and got divorced, but she was not living with us when that occurred. And so we didn't have, there wasn't a wedding. It was, they just got married.
Right. And
so this is the first kind of big wedding that we're doing for one of the kids. And that happens in August. And, you know, very excited to do that. And having them here makes me really know how much it's important for me to be around them. More after this. Don't go away.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
when I moved here with Clay, it was because of we were starting third grade.
Right.
And I had just gotten a role on a new series called American Gigolo. Mm-hmm. And COVID came and the strike came, and it ended up that we only did one season, not right. even a full season, right. truthfully. There was a lot of chaos on the set, and we just never really took off. And
right.
and so for the last 2 years, I haven't been working while I've been here. And now as we enter another middle school,
yes.
Enter the middle school years, I just want to make sure we have the best that we can have for what their specific needs are.
Right. And in those years are so important, the middle school years.
Yeah.
It's so important. You have the younger years and you carefully have helped Clay along, but now the middle school years, I remember that's when stress really started.
Yes, and Clay lives with a lot of stress.
Yeah.
You know? And any way that we can minimize that, any
yes.
way that we can find the right school for them for now. The school that they're in here did a great job for those 3 years, but it's time, I think, with the new assessment and evaluation
yes.
from UCLA about the areas of strength and areas of weakness, we're going to have to make another plan.
Yes.
And so that's what we're in the middle of doing, which is also the reason why we, you know, are done with this rendition of Onward.
Right.
Because we need to figure out where we're going to be and how we're going to set it up and
right.
whether or not we can add this element of live feeling, live recording, live possibly.
Yes, live.
You know, the thrill of my TV show for me was that there was no safety net, that you
right.
were on that high wire alone for 1 hour and you had to just do the best that you could and know that there's another live one the next day. And that's what we did live on TV for
yep.
6 years. And that's what I'd like to find, some sort of hybrid, you know?
Right.
I don't want to get dressed up and
no.
hair and makeup
no.
and interview celebrities on
no.
a talk show. It feels like I already did that.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do now that's innovative and new and really fits in with today's digital
yes.
platforms, you know?
And with what's happening, things happen so fast. My frustration mm. also is that there would be things we want to talk about, but we couldn't really, by the time we aired it, we were on three new things. Like, you know, like I
yes,
keep wanting
and,
to bring up
so
what happened.
There's so many things
yeah.
happening in the world and in the Mideast and
yeah.
in the United States
and like
with
even
the election.
Next Benedict.
Well, that was a horrible story.
I actually even couldn't call you. I was so upset. I couldn't imagine.
I was so upset, too.
Yeah.
I was, first of all, that little person looks a lot like my little person.
Yes, that absolutely. I'm getting chills as you say that.
Yeah, same haircut,
mm-hmm.
same everything.
Look. Yeah.
And non-binary young person, 16, I
yes,
believe.
Yes, 16.
And was killed, murdered in their school. By three older class people
yep.
who were a couple years older. And some of the reporting of the case, you know, was heartbreaking as well because
well,
they
did nothing. Not
right.
only did they do nothing, but they got suspended. Next, finally the teacher broke it up, didn't call the ambulance, didn't call help, no idea how they got home, but then the school suspended next.
And what about the other girls who did that?
No word on the other girls. And they're looking into it because they're not sure that the beating is what killed Nex.
Yeah, give me a break.
I know.
The whole thing is just so unbelievable.
And it's Oklahoma where the governor is, I know his last name sounds like shit, but it's Governor Kevin Stitt, who made it mandatory that the only bathroom you could use was the bathroom of your birth gender. Is that right?
Right, right.
Is that how you say it? Because it's
they
so absurd.
They just want to pee.
It's so
absurd. They just
absurd.
Want to pee.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Do a WC. Right. Get a water closet. You're so obsessed with people's bodily functions that you teach this hate. This child
yes.
is, it was like Matthew Shepard all over again.
It really was.
Yeah.
Very horrifying.
Yeah.
And it, you know, threw me for a loop too, because you always worry about your kid's safety. But when you have a exceptionally vulnerable child, it's a hundredfold, you know, when you have a disability in the family, when someone when it's not a fair fight.
Right. They don't even get it. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't even get it.
Yeah.
And just heartbreaking. But, you know, these are all the things.
These are all the things.
We've done what we could do, and we try to make it, entertaining. We hope that you guys have enjoyed it. I'd like to thank all of our guests, starting with Sharon Gless, who was amazing as a first guest and still one of our highest downloaded episodes. The amazing Rory Kennedy with her documentary about the volcano, and Jennifer Lewis of the St. Louis Lewises, Dylan Mulvaney, who was fantastic, Brooke Shields, who has her own podcast, Margaret Cho, always funny, always an activist, stood up and was talking about that horrible murder in the school, just as we were this morning, making me cry with her very poignant and heartfelt words. Cheetah Rivera, who we lost, but so glad I got to have that last conversation with her, and you guys got to hear it. The amazing Cameron Mannheim, who is a friend and a good egg all around. Ricky Lake, nobody makes me laugh as much as Ricky Lake, and nobody makes me look at her. I look at Ricky in wonderment because of how she's able to live her life.
Yes.
And Stephanie Mills, who I've adored since I saw her on Broadway back in 1980-something.
Yeah, the 80s.
Logic, who I met at a restaurant, and he turned out to be a friend, and what an amazing story he has. The one and only Holland Taylor was fabulous. Bridget Everett, so wonderful, and her show, so great. Cindy Lauper, Billy Porter, reality winner, who is a national hero, if you ask me. Belinda Carlisle, thank you for doing our show. Kristen Chenoweth, Dr. Daniel Rosen, Sheila Nevins, one of the smartest women I've ever met in my life.
Is she nominated for an Academy Award, our friend Sheila?
I believe she is.
Yes.
Yes.
And rightly so. It's about banning books.
Yes.
Yep.
Sheila Nevins, the most awarded woman in showbiz history.
And rightly so.
Rightly so. Marcy Simmons, Samantha Bee, Elizabeth Faulkner, my chef, and one hell of a person. Maria Bamford, Lena Waithe. Alexander Vindman, I loved having him on. Kathy Griffin, one of the highest rated ones we've had, period. Kathy Griffin. Lyle Menendez, that was a very heavy and interesting view of a person who's maybe you hadn't thought about in a long time, and hopefully you revisited that case and all the time that has passed and maybe have a new way to view it. Judy Gold, who is hysterical and funny and kind. Amy Nelson, whose family was attacked by Jeff Bezos and Amazon for many years.
And they won now.
And they won. So happy for them. Sophie Ballantyne Hawkins, who's a fantastic person.
And the reason we know each other.
Yes, we know each other because of Sophie Ballantyne Hawkins. There you go. Angela Tucker, Charles Bush, Cheryl June Dunier, Alexandra Pelosi, Allison Josephs, Murray Hill, Annoyed Lemon, Sam Harris, my buddy, what a great singer he is, what a great writer, Jimmy Smigula. We had questions from listeners, Derek Downey Jr., my squirrel friend, Kaylee Schmidt, who helped me with the dog, service dog, and coaches the autism parents who are going through it. Kaylee, thank you so much. And my favorite, Linda Richman. That was just last week, and that is a total of all the guests that we had on this show. And I just want to thank everyone. I really do. I want to thank iHeartRadio. I want to thank everybody who listened. And I want to let you know that we're not going anywhere. We'll be around somewhere. Look for us on TikTok at Rosie. And thank you very much for all the support here at Onward with Rosie O'Donnell. And you take care of yourself, and I will be seeing you on the Tiki Talk. Laura, I love you.
I love you back.
Lyra, thank you for all the help. You are amazing. And there it is. Thank you very much. We're out of here.
Peace out.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.